Welcome to the Building BN podcast, where we take an inside look at Bloomington Normal economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners. Hosted by your BN EDC. All right, well, to get started, we always like to get the background on how, you know, people ended up in Bloomington Normal, but my understanding is you were born and raised here.
I was, yeah. Nice. No, I was born in Bloomington at St. Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom's family is pretty big family in town here. They've been here for quite a few generations, same with my dad's side. So yeah, I've grown up here. I think I lived in Fairbury for like a year maybe, but other than that, raised here, went to high school here, chose to go to college here, and yeah, still sticking it out.
Which high school did you go to?
So I went to Cornerstone Christian, really small school, sort of closer to Downs on the outskirts of town.
Okay.
My graduating class was 23-24 kids.
Okay.
So yeah.
So from there, ended up at Illinois Westland, so mm-hmm. Small high school, a small university.
For sure. Although the change still felt pretty drastic. So yeah. You know, I go to school with kids from like Naperville North High School.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is a really small, like there's only 7 kids in this class, super small atmosphere. And I'm like, oh, actually this is pretty big.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that is actually a fun fact, but is there any other unique personal facts about yourself?
Kind of an easy one is I'm on the track and field team at Illinois Westland. That takes up a good portion of my time. That's one of the things that really gets me out of bed in the morning and excites me is running and competing. So that's a huge focus of my life for sure.
What events do you train in?
So I'm a middle distance runner. So I train for the 800, which is 2 laps around the track.
Okay.
Because that's sort of like an intermediary, like sprint and distance event, I run cross country in the fall for conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best at it, but it's really fun. So that's what I'm doing right now, actually. And then come sort of spring, winter season, that's when I start to do some stuff with the sprinters on the team. So it's a good event because I kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, so mixing it up. So I would think I personally don't like running. I like rowing or even biking better.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming, I like to swim a lot. When it comes to the running, do you like running in the circle or do you like actually the cross country? You get to see more things.
Definitely cross country, which is unfortunate because a lot of like the bulk of my workouts I am doing on the track because they're faster paced mm-hmm. and it's easier to get splits and for my coach Devin Iommi. But yeah, I definitely love running in interesting places. Definitely an outdoorsy person, so
nice.
Being so outside is the way to go.
Do you ever run the trail?
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like half a mile from the Shirk Center where we start practice mm-hmm. to the trail. So we're getting on there every day.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I always see people running kind of like all over campus because our office, you know, is right next to ISU, and I always wondered with the trail being so close, and Westland's not that far away.
No.
You know, so have you guys ever make it up this far, or do you go the other way?
Definitely. Yeah, no, we'll go south, north. The trail goes east, which is nice too. So some guys on the team like to sort of go the same direction every day. I definitely like to mix it up and sort of like see different parts mm-hmm. of town at different points in the week. But we're on the trail pretty much on the daily.
Nice. And if you want to give a little bit about your role here at the EDC.
Yeah, so towards the beginning of this fall semester, I saw a job posting. Somebody at the Hart Career Center at Illinois Westland emailed me about it and said you should reach out to the EDC and apply for the position. I did. Had an interview a couple weeks later and got hired as the data intern? Is that
pretty much
official title? Yeah.
Yep.
So for the past few weeks, almost a month now, I guess.
Yeah, it's been about a month.
I've been able to sit around in the office, sitting on some meetings. I know when I started, Casey asked me sort of what like my I wanted to get out of the internship, and I said, mm-hmm. if I'm just a fly on the wall, I'm totally content because something I'm very interested in and would like to know more about. So it's been definitely fun to just learn as much as I can. And I've also been working on the demographic profile project, mm-hmm. which is taking up the bulk of my time here.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah. Pretty data intense. And along with that, we should probably talk about what your major is.
Yeah. So I'm an economics major. Minor is not officially declared yet, but I think it's going to be focused on public administration.
Okay.
Econ is, it's interesting. When I went to college, I had absolutely no clue what I was going to major in. Was leaning towards business at one point, was leaning towards like environmental stuff at one point. Mm. Neither of those really kind of interested me a ton in the end after taking a few gen eds. But I took Econ 100 and then a subsequent Econ class. And after that, I was pretty hooked.
Yeah.
I think what appeals to me like the most about it is just how broad it is. Mm-hmm. And like it applies to a lot of different facets of life. Kind of just weaves a lot of the different things I'm interested in, whether it's politics or business or even more sort of like local stuff, like local government.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weaves it all together. And also math isn't like something I absolutely hate. So
yeah.
I was able to get through some of those classes, but yeah.
Yeah, the numbers work out, and it's the same. I read Freakonomics really early and mm-hmm. kind of fell in love, like, oh, wait a minute, I kind of like, you know, knowing why.
Right.
Why something is the way it is. And economic development does play off of that in some cases because, you know, economics, our definition we were always taught was it's the efficient allocation of scarce resources. Mm-hmm. And so our role here is like, how do we develop those scarce resources
mm-hmm.
and ideally create an environment where people want to invest. And, you know, whenever people ask me what I do, especially my friends, they're like, I'm pretty sure you do something with a computer and politics. And it's like, yeah, sort of. We try to play with the economy and, you know, leave it better than we found it. Yeah. And the next here is, you know, company history and background. That's our own. And we talked a little bit about what you're doing with the community profile, demographic profile, also being the fly on the wall for sure, which is why we had to have you sign that non-disclosure agreement as soon as you got here, because you've already, you know, just catching up on staff meetings and everything. There's a lot of activity, and it is it's very vital that, you know, that does not get out, because there's been plenty of, you know, times whenever you hear about something before it was supposed to be released. I think Texas has gone through that recently, where they announced they were a finalist in a project, and a project just straight dropped them. So confidentiality is definitely key.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah, what's something that you've learned, I guess, since being here that's not a confidential topic?
Yeah. Let's see. So, I mean, like, broadly, I would say just how much tedious work goes into the projects that you guys are trying to pursue.
Oh, yeah.
And the different, yeah, things you're trying to bring into the community. Obviously, can't go into specifics on what I've heard. But, yeah, no, just, like, I would say how much work the EDC does on a more, like, almost more granular level than mm-hmm. I would have expected. You guys do a lot of the nitty-gritty work, and maybe I'm not sure exactly what I assumed coming in, but that was definitely surprising to me. Just yeah, how to the lengths to which you go to bring in different projects, mm-hmm. You know, get numbers for people, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's one where like I didn't know what to expect when I got in it either. You know, you say economic development, it's like, okay, you bring business to town is what most people think.
Right.
They don't realize how many times a business almost leaves town, and you know the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to get them to stay, and you never hear that story. A lot of times when people expand, you get to hear that one, but they don't realize, like, you know, even, you know, I was bragging on Casey because he had to go on LinkedIn to find someone's grandson to get a hold of them to get their grandpa's number so we could sell the land. Like, it's
right.
That's crazy.
No, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
It takes that much, you know, work that in order to get to be able to sell some land that everybody thinks is already for sale.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every project, win or loss, has a story. We don't often share the losses, but we like to share the wins. And actually, I shouldn't say that. We like to let the company share the wins, but behind those wins, there's usually some wild story on how they actually ended up here. And that's something that, yeah, I didn't realize how complex it was till I got in. And you're probably seeing the same thing, especially with some of the projects, whether that's with the state, you know, with Lauren being here, and then also some of the politics behind the scenes. And it's wild what it takes to actually close a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Takes much longer than expected.
No, for sure.
Yeah, so what you're doing here with the demographic profile, that's very, very important. Ideally, we get you in on some of the RFPs as well, maybe helping out some of the rural communities. And I know, I don't think Casey wants to bore you with it, but the state's getting ready to release another program. And so that's one of the nice things about having the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity here in the office is we're usually aware before it comes out, but then there's all the training that goes with it. And that was one of the things our last, you know, student that we had in here, Randall from ISU, she sat through all the trainings, and it's a lot of training for you because you're here for one semester.
Right.
So to learn everything with the one program and then, you know, be like, oh, thanks for learning it all, then now you can't help us out with it. Probably not worth your time. We don't want to bore you. So we'll find you other things to do, possibly other community profiles for all the, you know, other communities that are here,
mm-hmm.
being that there's like 23 municipalities or something crazy
right.
inside of McLean County,
yeah.
which most people don't realize.
Right.
But that would be cool too. Do you have any idea, like, I guess job wise after, you know, you graduate with the economics degree, is there like a perfect, cause I know you said the admin side, but is there like, you know, you got your eye on something, or is it still too soon?
It's definitely still too soon, okay. Which is, it's funny cause that's almost part of why I chose econ, because it wasn't a degree that I felt narrowed me down to a very specific like career job. Path.
Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely considering grad school. That's a possibility, but not a for sure. I mean, obviously, if a better opportunity comes my way,
yep,
I'll probably take that. Yeah, no. But in terms of possibilities, econ development is interesting to me. Mm. So I could actually see myself maybe going something in that direction. Other than that, though. Definitely very open to a lot of other possibilities. You know, I'd like to learn a little bit more about maybe some of the more finance related side of economics. On the surface level, that doesn't appeal to me or interest me that much. But obviously that's what a lot of sort of my peers at Westland are sort of going into once they graduate, is like consulting and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I'm against doing something like that. It doesn't interest me as much. So I guess we'll see what other opportunities come my way and what experiences I gain and sort of, you know, how I sort of, you know, choose what's interesting, I guess. But
yeah, my advice would be to like do as many internships as possible.
Exactly.
So you can test the waters.
Right.
Because yeah, in economic development, there's a whole finance side, but then there's also marketing is a big thing that Courtney does. And then of course, Casey managing the projects and Carl just doing BRE, which is vital because as soon as somebody does want to expand, usually goes over to KC to try to track down the building, and then when it gets to the finance and the incentives, that's what I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost viewing projects like a banker, and then the economic side of it is trying to see what that return is going to be for the community, not just the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all ties together. So if you like the numbers side and playing with it, econ dev could use it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, playing with the money, you can't go wrong there.
Like, yeah,
so right. If you want to make money, get closer to the money. That's what I always heard.
Fair enough.
So that's one.
Yeah.
All right, well, being that you are a townie, this one should be pretty easy for you, but we always like to ask everybody, like, you know, if you had the perfect day, you know, in Bloomington Normal to show off this area and you're trying to recruit somebody here, like, where are you going to take them?
For sure. Well, I think one of Bloomington Normal's strong suits is definitely the food side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to find a community this size with this many food options, this many really good food options.
Yep.
In terms of non sort of food related things, because I know that's kind of maybe we'll get into next.
Yeah.
I would say, well, this is a perfect time of year with the leaves changing color.
Yeah.
The weather's kind of perfect, in my opinion. So I would definitely take them somewhere like the Constitution Trail.
Okay.
To go for a walk, sort of see if you're interested in sort of like recreation and fitness. It's hard to find a better outlet for that. The other thing would be. Definitely uptown. That's kind of an easy answer.
Yeah.
Almost a cop-out answer, honestly. but again, that is a really, I mean, in high school, growing up, that was one of my favorite places to go, whether it was with my family or my friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great resource for the community. And obviously, there's plenty of stuff to find to do there
mm-hmm.
for all different ages. Yeah, those are probably those two answers. I'm trying to think of something else.
Well, uptown's always good too because they've got events that are happening downtown as well, but live music and what do they just had basketball in uptown, I think, over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was right across from like Maggie Miley's or something. They put a court down so that the ISU's men and women's team played some scrimmages and actually had like a 3-point contest or
that's
something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it was called Ballin' on Buford or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, always something different.
For sure.
Well, you mentioned food. Like, is there one go-to food item? If you're, say, you're in town, you have to stop here and eat this.
So this is where I could probably go on for a while.
Oh, go for it.
No, so my thing is pizza. I'm a really big pizza fan. So I'd say the best two options, in my opinion, in terms of, like, local restaurants, for sure, Luca Grill, downtown Bloomington. Been going there since I was, I mean, as young as I can remember. That's always been my favorite pizza place. I love the style.
Yep.
I love how thin the crust is.
Yep.
I love the vibes inside the restaurant.
Yeah, it's like it's stuck in 1950 something.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's so that's probably my favorite restaurant in town. On the pizza note though, I also really enjoy Grady's Pizza. That's sort of an underrated option in my opinion. It's got a very unique taste, which a lot of people you can go both ways on.
Yeah.
I definitely, and maybe it's because I grew up eating it, so I have a little bit of acquired taste.
Sure.
But I really like Grady's Pizza too. Those were my two favorite.
Somebody mentioned this the other day, and I don't know if this is a rumor, but is it true, or maybe you know or don't know, that there's like jelly in that sauce?
See, that's what I heard growing up, and I like wanted to believe it because that's such a unique thing, kind of like a weird fact. But somebody, somebody I know that's in my family knows the Grady family, I believe. And
okay.
I think that rumor's been denied, but. I can't say for certain if it's true or not.
We'll have to find somebody on social media to verify this or not, whether there's jelly in the pizza sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And then last one, which you're still learning, but I guess why does economic development matter?
I think the obviously for a community any size, bringing in new businesses, retaining businesses is obviously really vital to the well-being of the community. From an economic standpoint, but also just from a sort of quality of life standpoint, having outlets for every member of the community to enjoy and to benefit from is crucial to the success of any community. And there's obviously a lot of examples within the state of Illinois and nationwide where that's kind of failed. And a lot of communities have obviously lost population pretty rapidly. Really gone down the wayside, but so obviously that's sort of the easy answer, number one answer.
You can go with that one.
So you can just go with that.
Yeah, and the other side of it is, like you said, you're either growing or you're dying. So we do treat this like a flywheel effect. You can be have momentum on your side; it goes both ways. We've seen bad incentive packages. We've seen what happens to a community when their major employer leaves,
right?
As well, and right now it's turned into a battle of workforce. So if you don't have the good pizza at O'Grady's and Luca's, you know, it's like that's really matters for quality of life and quality of place, which is why Bloomington Normal is a great place to do business right now, especially with two universities, all the amenities, and the trail. Like, I'm surprised how many times when we ask that question, the trail comes up.
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely a key here going forward. And hopefully we can find a way to get that trail to expand because
you can
push that probably out into all the rural areas as well.
Absolutely.
Cool.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I think somebody mentioned there's a way possibly to connect Champaign.
I think there's, because it's obviously originally there was a railroad, so it's the rail to trail program, which I think is like a nationwide thing, if I understand that correctly. And there is a abandoned stretch of railroad that runs from the southwest side of, or southeast side of town, I believe, like sort of through like Downs and Leroy and then all the way to Champaign.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty cool to get
converted. I would never run that and probably never bike it, but I'm sure somebody will.
There definitely are people that would. Yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to cover?
Not that comes to mind. No.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, and I like the work that you're doing here now, and excited to watch the rest of your career.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks
appreciate
a bunch.
It.
Tune in next week as we continue to take an inside look at Bloomington Normal's economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners, and learn more about our BN Advantage.